next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Mark Turgeon. The Terrapins claim the number 3 seed in the Big Ten tournament after posting a 12-6 record in conference play. Maryland will open the tournament in Friday's quarterfinals at approximately 9 p.m. Eastern time. Coach Turgeon, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Doing very well. Let's go straight to questions for Coach Turgeon, please.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Don Marcus with Baltimore Sonics.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Don.
Obviously, it's pretty soon to reflect on everything, but a year ago, you guys went into the Big Ten tournament with 7 straight wins, a lot of momentum, you know, and didn't have the kind of postseason that you wanted to. Can you look on that and say, you know, you didn't have the end of the season, so you never know in coaching, you know, what your team is going to do in the postseason, and can you see, you know, it turning around this quickly?
Yeah, I think teams can turn it on a dime, but I'm not disappointed with the way we're playing. I'm disappointed that we've lost a couple games late, but we ended up 3 seed in a great league. We had a very difficult road schedule. You know, not many teams won at Purdue or at Indiana late, and I think those games, you know, late in the season in hostile environments where we competed, is going to help us for the postseason. It's going to help us grow as a team, keep us hungry. So league's terrific. It really is. And, you know, I'm happy to be the 3 seed. We've had to overcome some things, and you know, we're looking forward to the postseason.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Daniel Morton with Comcast Sports.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Daniel.
You guys obviously had all that success with the small lineup against Illinois. I know Indiana is one of the best in the country at that. Do you still have the same level of confidence in going smaller going forward? Is the plan still to mix that with the larger lineup?
Yeah, every game is different. Our big lineup was better yesterday. It slowed us down. We were able to play inside out. We were able to offensive rebound in the big lineup. You know, Indiana is, you know, they're good. So our small lineup didn't work as well yesterday. But that happens. And the good thing is that we're getting good in both lineups. Guys are getting more comfortable. And it's new to us. You know, I had to save it because we just didn't have the depth at the perimeter. But our perimeter guys didn't play as well off the bench yesterday as they have been. So made things a little bit more difficult. But, you know, I'm excited because we got a couple options heading forward in the postseason.
Thanks.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of David Euben with Sports on Earth.
Mark, as the NCAA tournament has expanded since conference tournament started, do these events feel unnecessary for you at times, especially when you think about injury and maybe devaluing the regular season a little bit too?
Are you talking about the Big Ten tournament this week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. I think it's great for the fans. I think it's great for the teams because the Big Ten is going to run their tournament exactly the way the NCAA is going to run their tournament, and I think it prepares you for the media, the way it's handled, practice times, neutral court. Somewhat neutral court, depending on who you're playing in Big Ten country. But, no, I think it prepares you. You know, I think if coaches do their job and players do their job, you try to do the best you can in the regular season. You try to win a league championship. Try to do the best you can. We won 24 games. We've only done one more than 24 games twice in our history at Maryland. So we've had a great regular season. And then you do the best you can this weekend. You try to win the darn thing. And it prepares you. And you try to get better. The more games you play, the better you're going to get. And then, of course, the ultimate prize is the NCAA tournament. But, no, it's the way you approach it. And I'm sure some teams that, you know, maybe won the league or they're already a 1 or 2 seed, they have something to lose. But the rest of us, we have a lot to gain this weekend in preparation for the NCAA tournament.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Our next question comes from the line of Nathan Baird with Lafayette Journal.
Hey, Mark, as someone who played Purdue twice this season, how did you approach game planning for the way that A.J. Hammonds affects the game defensively?
Well, you know, with him, you just try to get him away from the basket, which we're able to do. We set a lot of ball screens. He's a tremendous defender. But you look at teams that are able to pull him away from the basket, that's really the best way to neutralize him defensively. But it was the other end that we had to game plan against. It was so hard. He's just such a good low post player, and he's starting to shoot the ball so well. It made it difficult. But, now he deserved it. He altered a lot of things. What I was really impressed with, we tried to get him away from the basket, but at his size, very smart and intelligent on ball screen defense. He never showed, but he played angled, and, he did a nice job of guarding, a really good player and our player, Mello, coming off ball screen. So, that's, I think, is well-deserved that he won this award.
Our next question comes from the line of Don Marcus with Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Mark. Early in the season when the team was really playing at a high level, Mello and Rashid seemed to really feed off each other. How much did Mello's, stretch where he wasn't playing, at 100% throw off that chemistry? And obviously the last two games you saw, good things and not so good things in terms of the two of them playing together.
Yeah, I think it's more or less, yesterday neither one of them had their better games type thing, but the chemistry's still there. We still have it. It was a tough environment yesterday. They did a good job on us defensively. So we just got to continue to try to get there. Those two believe in each other. They feed off each other. I don't see that changing. Hopefully that bond will just get stronger as we get into postseason.
And just to follow up on Rashid, given the experience he's had, you've talked about it all season now that the postseason is here, what will he bring to this team? I guess he's brought it all season, but what do you expect of him in the postseason?
Well, what I'm hoping for is consistency, just being really solid defensively. And continue to be a great leader. She gets it. He tends to always say the right things, in meetings and team meetings and different things that we're doing. So he's been around and he gets it. Had some success in the postseason at Duke. I think he had an Elite Eight run his freshman year. But just his experience is going to be big for us.
Thanks.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
Okay. All right. Thanks.